And we're getting ready for the Morning Munch, our daily devotional to get your day grounded in the Word. And this week from Mosaic Ministries, we have Dave Kaiser.
Dave?
Hello. How you doing, David?
It's the best day of my life, Tommy. How are you doing?
We're good, man. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and in a minute we're going to give you a chance to tell us about Mosaic and all the kind of good work you guys are doing. But first, we're going to invite you to share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Yeah, sounds great. Today I had the opportunity to speak at Intersection Church over on the east side, and we talked about a young man who gave his testimony there. People had visited him when he was in jail. He was downtown at the Juvenile Justice Center, and the pastor was interviewing people and talked about how remarkable it was that this young man had visitors. Now, the young man had stolen from his youth leaders, his church that I helped lead at the time, and broken their house during church because he knew they'd be there, and you know, really did some pretty nasty stuff, right? So he gets sentenced to a year or so in this juvenile justice center, and a couple of us went down and visited with him. I was pretty surprised by the reaction from the folks that were there, expressing, you know, shock that we would actually go visit this guy that had done this horrible thing to good friends of ours. But it occurred to me that this is really Christianity 101. The Holy Spirit inspired Paul to say to remember those and as if you were bound with them. And so that's a command. It's not a request. And it was a privilege to go see this guy when he was locked up. And that incarceration had a desirable effect on him. He really faced life choices, and many times in our lives we face a choice. We could go one direction or the other. And he started down the wrong path and realizing kind of pain and deprivation that he experienced, he decided that wasn't the direction he wanted to go. And so it's really Jesus working on us. I would think of times in our life when we know people that maybe have chosen the wrong path, and we go and we try to love them back into the narrow way, into the broad way that leads to destruction. We try to order them. We try to entice them. We try to manipulate them any way we can. But the most important thing is what God showed that he himself did with Jonah. And it says that God himself sent a storm. And so today I just encourage everybody, if you've got seemingly wayward, that you pray that the love of God attracts them back. But if they've completely refused all of those things, that you just pray that God send your storm and send your child back in the right direction, and he will do that. And then just to close this theme on the Christianity 101, we have to recognize that, you know, the New Testament was written to a church that lived in a time far worse than we do today, far more pressure against them, far more resistance and oppression. And so those things that are written there aren't just for us to kind of breeze through and read them, but they're really there for us to do. And so people that went and visited this guy in jail have had a remarkable effect on his life, and how he's walking with Jesus very brightly. He's testifying in a number of churches about the experiences that he's had. A lot of folks that might be tempted to go in the wrong direction when they're 16 or 17 now have his example. So there's always, I think it was Will Rogers that said, no one's worthless. Even the worst guy can serve as a bad example. It's far more than valuable than that, but you know, he's really been able to point people in the direction of Jesus, and a stark reminder that God's a call for our life. So that's my morning lunch.
That's a good word for us, David. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Yeah, Father, right now I just think there's probably somebody out there who's wavering, thinking about doing the wrong thing. I'm really being tempted by others into a life of sin, a life of crime perhaps, a life of distance from you and from people that they love. And so we just pray for that person now, Father, that they would refuse that life, that they would cling to you. Father, for those that are in our lives that we see going down the wrong way, help us not to be judgmental, but grateful, but help us just to commit into your care, even if that means that you send a storm. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dave Kaiser joining us this morning on the Morning Munch from Mosaic Ministries. And Dave, tell us about Mosaic Ministries and some of the work you guys are doing.
Yeah, so Mosaic is ministry in the old south end of Toledo. It's the south of Broadway area. We partner with Vision Ministries, and our goal really is to see that neighborhood transformed based on the power of the gospel. A distant second, but secondarily for us is the priority of education. So we have about 40 kids that are in our building, and they'll be doing their distance from our classrooms with a bunch of adults that are there to help tutor and teach them. And we need volunteers. So if you're sitting around looking for something to do, you want to show some love to first and eighth graders in the Old South End, we'd love to have you.
And if folks want to find out either more information about your ministry, if they want to find out how they can volunteer and help out, where do they need to go?
Our website is mosaicministries.us, and we're on Facebook at Mosaic Ministries of South Toledo.
Excellent. Hey, David, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks.